Thanks, Cree. Good morning, everyone. Let me add my welcome to Tavis's. It's great to be here this morning. Welcome to visitors and friends and family members who've come along. My name's Adam. I'm one of the ministers here at St. Hilary's, and it's a real pleasure to welcome you here today. And what a wonderful testimony this morning. I feel like there's not much I need to add, having heard from our young people today. Beautiful words of testimony about how Jesus has been at work in their lives and what's led them to this day and this time. I, like Luke, grew up in a Christian family, and I remember being about maybe 10 or 11 years old, and I knew Jesus and I loved the church, but I didn't really get Christianity that well. And the best way I can describe my faith at that time was I thought of it a bit like a scorecard. You know, I kind of thought I had to kind of get the gold stars, you know, like from the things I did or the kind of prayers I prayed. And I think the naughtier I was, the more I felt like I had to dedicate days and days of prayers and good deeds and so forth. But I kind of always try to keep the balance right. I don't know where I got that from. I think it's just what I thought Christianity was about. And it was not until I was a lot older that I learned about God's grace. God's grace, which is a word that just means free gift. And the free gift is Jesus and his life that he gives us. And as I got to learn the Bible, I understood that in the Bible, there's the bad news and the good news. And the bad news that we read about in the Bible is that all of us, every human person, falls short of the glory of God. We all make mistakes. We all get wrong. And the even worse news is that the Bible says that the penalty for that is death. But then there's good news, amazing news, that God the Father sends the Son, Jesus, into the world to take that penalty for us, to come and take our place and take what we deserved and take it on himself. And that's an amazing gift. That's the free gift, is that he comes to do that for us. And to take on that gift, all we need to do is not anything big or extravagant. All we need to do is place our trust in him. You say, yes, I want that. Yes, that's a good thing. Yes, I want to bring that that life in line with my life. I want to follow Jesus. And some of these people who are baptized today made that decision a while ago. Today they made a public declaration in the water. This is what I want. Baptized into Jesus, but also baptized into a church family. And our passage today says a lot about what that looks like. It talks about being baptized into a church family that is like a royal priesthood. We're royalty. And if you know, the word priest in the ancient world meant someone who could mediate between people and God. You had to go to someone to do that. And if necessary, if you'd done terrible, wicked things, a priest might do a sacrifice for you to make sure that you were right with God. But Jesus has made the sacrifice. He's given us that as a free gift. There's no more need for that. He says, now, if you follow me, you are a royal priesthood. And that means not only do we not need sacrifices, it also means that we don't need someone to stand between us and God to know God. He deposits his Holy Spirit. We can know him. He knows us intimately, and we can know him intimately. Jesus says, when you pray, go to your seas in secret. We'll know you. We'll know who you are. Now, he also says, you are a holy nation. And of course, in the Old Testament, the holy nation was Israel. But God had a bigger plan, not just to bring people of that nation to himself, but to make the world, everyone in the world who follows Jesus, into a holy nation. So irrespective of our race, irrespective of the language we speak, we can belong to a new national group, the citizenship of Jesus. And I think that's such an amazing gift to us. Now tell me, has anyone here in this room ever been part of a work team, a sport team, a music team? Hands up if you've ever been part of any sort of a team. And we know in a team is you have to show up, you have to have commitment, you have to, you know, if you're working towards a prize, turn up and put, you know, all you can into it so that you win the prize. And we're a family, not a team. We come and do those things because we already have the prize. We are already His. But if we choose to follow Him, we don't just say it in words. We say, I'm like yours. I want to care about the things that you care about. I want to follow where you lead. And Christians do crazy things, right? They do crazy things. They dedicate time, energy, and money to people who are poor. They invest in people at all different stages of life. They go out to crazy places where there's little resources and want to help. And God gives us a big global vision, but He puts a vision on the heart of each person as well. And what I'm excited about, and I know Amanda and Joe are excited about, is what's God going to do with all these young people that He's called to Himself? What's going to be the special vision for their life? So it's so, so exciting. I want to encourage you today. And the final image that we get, or one of the images we get in this passage today, we got the priesthood, we got the holy nation. We also get this idea of Jesus as the cornerstone. Now, I don't know much about building. My dad's the bricklayer, not me. But in building standards today, we build foundations and we build, you know, houses or whatever on top of that, right? But in the ancient world, there was one big cornerstone that bore the brunt of the weight of the building. It did that, but it also set into alignment, as best as I understand it, where the walls that would go that way, that they'd work out the line, right? And when we talk about putting our trust in Jesus, we're saying we want Him to be that foundation. In fact, in another part of the Bible where that same verse is quoted, Jesus, Paul speaking about it says, you are to be like living stones built up on top of the cornerstone, which is Jesus. That's what the church is supposed to be. Living stones is a bit weird. Most of the stones we see are not alive. But he's saying you're not just some inanimate object. You are living stones that are living, breathing, doing stuff. And you can do all sorts of things because you have my strength to lean upon. And so I want to just encourage you in that today. And I want to encourage you in three ways as I wrap up. Very short message today because you've already heard better testimonies from these guys than you can from me today. But I think as we hear this today, this idea of putting our trust in Jesus, there'll be some people in this church who go, yep, I made that decision years ago. And I'm all in and I'm here and I love it. And I'm so glad to see these kids getting baptized. And if that's you, be encouraged. Be encouraged that these are 10 baptisms today. We had 13 at Easter as well. We've got more people asking us about baptism. So it's a real exciting time in the time of our church that people want to follow Jesus. And it's a good reminder. There might be other people today who are here who are like, well, yes, I made that decision too a long time ago, but actually I haven't thought about it much for a while. You know, I don't really spend time praying or engaging with my faith. And if that's you today, no judgment from me if that's you today. Most of us have seasons of that sometime in our lives. Maybe take the opportunity to re-engage, to see the encouragement that we have from people being baptized today and go, why are they so excited about it? And how did I lose the fire at some point? You know? Because even though we grow cold sometimes, God never grows cold about us. He cares, He's interested, He's invested, and He leaves the 99 behind to go after and find the one and give him a big hug and bring them home to Himself. And that might be you. And then there are other people today that I just turned up because my nephew or my whoever was baptized today. It's not really for me. I'm not here for any other reason except to support these people today. And if that's you again, look, well done for being here. You know, it's hard to come to church if it's not your thing. But I guess I just, my encouragement today to anyone who says, you know, it's not me, it's not my faith, is just that I think there's a lot that's going on in our world that's really hard to define, to explain, to find reason for without knowing that there's a sovereign God who has an end goal, a God who's already victorious and wants to bring us home to him at the end. And so if there's any interest at all, we run all sorts of things in the life of the church, a very busy church here, and we meet a lot of people who come in and they come and they become friends with us here in this church, and they may not even become Christians, but they're our friends. They're people that we love talking to, we love engaging with, and we love sharing why we're excited about our faith, even if others may not be. So I want to encourage you, if something today has sparked an interest for you, jump onto our website, check out what's coming up, see if there's something that's interesting to you, and we'd love to follow you up for a chat sometime. But for now, let me pray as the worship team come up to lead us in worship. Gracious God, we thank you that you are good, and we thank you that you've led these 10 people today to come and be baptized in the life of the church. Thank you for the testimony that it is to us that you are good, and that in this time, in August 2025, there are still people saying, yes, I want to put my trust in you. I want to follow you. You are good. And so help us to be encouraged and also blessed by that. And those of us who are related to these people who were baptized today, family related, because, you know, they're all related to us now that we're all family in Christ. We pray that they would particularly be able to celebrate and get around them and enjoy the fact that they have made this decision. Would it resonate in our hearts and in our lives, and would it have a great kingdom impact in the days to come? We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.